We got a late ass reunion. Oh, it's hardly new. You gonna hate us, but who made us share with you this late ass review?
Late ass, late ass, late ass, late ass review.
That was the chair.
Yeah, that was the chair.
The what?
That was the chair. That was the chair.
Yeah, that was the chair.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Because at the beginning, it's always
yeah.
in the song. I just want to clarify that mm-hmm. so people don't get confused. What's up, Mike? Vanessa here, Team Awesome Mink. We're coming at you. Don't forget to follow our tweets at Team Awesome Mink. Like the Facebook page. Download, subscribe for free. iTunes, Podomatic. And then, of course, iTunes, just type in Team Awesome Mink. YouTube is Simmer Mike, all caps. Simmer, like we're cooking. Cooking up something good. Mike, like it's my name. Hey.
Hey.
I don't know. We just got done doing an update on some crazy stuff in the comic book cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is very apropos for this review because we're here to discuss the latest Marvel cinematic offering, Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin song.
Oh my God.
Come from the land of ice and snow. So they had that song was featured like majorly in that movie. Like it popped up like two or three different times. Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song.
Couple
which
different
is
times.
Awesome. Like put that in a fucking Thor movie. Hell yeah.
It's great.
I think this is my favorite Thor movie. I'm not even kidding. I've seen Thor the first one. I watched parts of the second one, Dark World. I wasn't that crazy about it. And then this one, this is great. This was great.
I saw the first one in the Avengers and I think this is my favorite one.
This is the best Thor movie. Like Thor, the first one was okay. Second one, kind of a downer, kind of too dark. It was a little like trying to be like Middle Earth-y, Game of Thrones-y. It felt a little like, I don't know, Thor is just kind of funny. He's a funny kind of a guy. He's a god, but he's a fish out of water.
Yeah.
He doesn't really know. And then he kind of is acclimating to his environment. And it's funny to watch a god sort of be like, "Oh, I'm on Facebook," you know,
he's
like
Cash
I like
in
Twitter.
Supernatural, but you haven't gotten far enough in Supernatural to know what I'm talking about.
Whereas before, he's like, "What is a smartphone? This is stupid." Now he's like, "Ooh, I like Twitter. Twitter is fun. I'm going to like that tweet and retweet it. This is how you do things on Earth." Like he's a fun. It's fun because it's like now he's a sort of now he's more human.
Yeah,
it's a god that's been humanized, which makes Thor more appealing. Mm-hmm. He's more funny. He's more interesting. He's more dynamic as a character because you're like these are gods who now know about Earth pop culture and now they like it and they think it's fun and and like they're acclimating to it and they want to fit in they want to fit in with us. Even Loki wants to fit in with Earth people.
Loki kind of wants to fit in anywhere he can.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He just wants to get in somewhere and be in charge.
Yeah,
which is weird. Like not weird, he's god of mischief, it makes sense, but he's not like Hades. He's just mischievous. He's not evil, he's just mischievous.
He's like causing Dennis. Problems, Loki's causing trouble.
He's like Dennis the Menace.
Yeah.
He's like annoying. It's like, god damn it, like he can be helpful, but he's just a pain in the ass most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Younger brother, you know?
Yeah, baby brother.
Well, I mean, Thor is technically...
Finds out he's adopted.
Technically, Thor is the younger one, I think.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, because he was a frost giant guy, Loki. He's related to the frost giants.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Remember?
Yeah.
First Thor. Pretty good. But yeah, Tom Hiddleston's great. Chris Hemsworth is just as clueless and funny as ever as Thor.
Mm-hmm.
This is the funniest Thor performance I've seen from Chris Hemsworth. He seems like he's having fun, really enjoying the movie. You got Goldblum in there.
Oh my God.
God bless you.
Grandmaster.
God bless you, Jeff Goldblum. You're the best.
You make everything better. They should find a place for Jeff Goldblum in Justice League.
Yeah. Not Justice League.
No, Justice League.
Oh, yeah.
I meant it.
But he's in Marvel now. He's a Marvel guy now. He's the Game Master.
Grandmaster.
Used to be the Game Master. Man, he was fucking... It was awesome watching Jeff Goldblum in a Marvel movie. Okay, so here's the plot of Thor Ragnarok. Let's break it on down. We're going to spoil the fuck out of this movie as we move forward.
Spoilers from here on out.
Yes, we spoiler... Ye be warned, all of ye who move forward from here. Ye. All ye. Hear ye, hear ye. So, Thor is... he's trapped in Hades' lair. Hades' lair? Is that what it is? Hades? Hell?
It wasn't Hades.
Yeah, he was. He was remember, he was trapped in the evil demon lair with one of the demons that was going to bring on Ragnarok.
Yeah,
remember?
Okay.
God damn it.
But it wasn't
Did
Hades?
You even see this movie?
Sorry, I didn't think it was Hades, but we're talking about Norse gods, not Greek gods. Sorry.
Yeah, they're Norse gods.
So it could have been the equivalent to Hades.
I know.
You threw me off. It's your fault.
It's the gods. They just... Greek gods, Roman gods.
Gotta make this all so confusing.
Well, it's
same shit, different name.
It's Odin.
I got it.
It's Odin, Thor, Loki. Come on. Greek. Right? Greek? Norse?
Norse.
Ah, shit. Now I'm doing it. You got me all fucked up. All right. Well, anyway, they do go to Norway at one point. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hopkins is in it. Anthony, he's back as Odin.
Yes.
Sad times, Odin.
Yeah.
He's that's the thing. When Odin comes to pass, Ragnarok, which is doomsday,
mm-hmm.
we find this out that Ragnarok means doomsday. It's the end of what's it called? What the Asgard?
Ooh, Asgard.
Asgard. Or
I'm
what,
say,
what
oh,
did Goldblum
shit.
Called it?
Asgard.
Asgard. Well, God, I'm gonna get you back to Asgard or wherever you're from. God damn, I love Goldblum. I can't stop saying it enough. Every time he came on, I was like, Goldblum.
Goldblum. Couldn't help it. It was like me with Baby Groot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When Vanessa watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, every time Baby Groot came on, she's like, yay, Baby Groot. Just like, yeah, find him. Go get him, Baby Groot. Like, she was all about Baby Groot. I was all about Goldblum. He was my Baby Groot. And he was in this movie.
He was.
There's a moment where they stole his starfighter jet and they pushed a button and they thought it was a weapon button because it was red, but it turned out it was some weird dubstep song where it was like where Goldblum's singing, it's my birthday,
yeah.
And Jeff Goldblum's singing it. It was the fucking funniest thing.
And there was some line about it being like, isn't this a battleship or something?
It's
some
like,
shit?
Well, yeah,
like,
but
no,
he,
this is where he has orgies.
He uses it for orgies. And they're like, don't touch anything. Ruffalo slipped on the way in. That was a funny moment. Mark Ruffalo was tremendous. Having the Hulk in this movie with Thor, this is how you get away with doing a Hulk movie. You don't do a Hulk movie.
No.
You have him be a sidekick. Because Hulk can't... Look, by the way, Hulk talk in this movie. Hulk talk good.
Hulk does talk
Hulk
good.
Hulk talk funny. Hulk, me talk like Hulk funny. Talk funny. Hulk wanted
Hulk.
To...
Had a little bit of a temper tantrum.
Hulk was like a little kid.
He was like a
he
little
was.
Kid.
He was. It was funny. He'd be like, you. He called Thor baby arms. You have baby arms. Baby arms. You're baby arms. He's like, I'm not baby arms. And like, they're just the two of them together were like, it was an Abbott and Costello.
So good.
They were really funny double act, the two of them. Even when he was Ruffalo and not Thor. I mean, he was Banner when he was Dr. Banner. I call him Ruffalo.
He was Ruffalo.
He's Ruffalo. It's like Tony Stark. He's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. Not Tony Stark. It's RDJ. But he is kind of all of them now. He has three names.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark, Iron Man. And sometimes Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, sometimes,
sometimes
Sherlock
too, because he's not bad. He's not terrible at it.
Sherlock wasn't bad.
He's not bad.
That's not what we're talking
about.
No,
you're right. Let's stay on Thor. This movie was nothing but sort of, it was just not sort of fun. It was fun.
It was fun.
From start, and I don't mean like, oh, it was fun, as in like it sucked, but at least it was fun. No, it was good. The
it was
story
good
was
and
there.
Also fun.
I found out that this movie was originally going to be much darker and more edgy, like more like Game of Thrones kind of.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm so glad it
but
wasn't.
But they switched directions just before they started production because Chris Hemsworth is like, you know what? I really don't want to do this dark. I think Thor is not really a dark, depressing guy. He's kind of funny in the Avengers.
Yeah.
He's funny in the Avengers. Then he's like, you know, once you get past him, he's a god. But once you get past that, you know, you get used to it. You're like, I'm used to, okay, he's a god, but what else is he? And that's where he wanted to go with it, and he was really big on that for this movie, and so they wanted to go, because, you know, Thor was, he's comedic. He's a god who's trying to get along with humans and act like normal around people and just fit in,
mm-hmm.
but he's a god, but, you know, he doesn't feel like left out. He knows he's powerful and omnipotent and very, you know, whatever,
yeah.
but he still wants to fit in with people, and he still wants to get along, and
still wants,
you know,
friends.
Yeah, he's still a good person.
Come on,
he's a god, but he's trying to be a good human. I guess that's interesting. And then Loki is just out for Loki. Tom Hiddleston's funny in this too.
He is funny in this.
Everyone's pretty funny in this, I have to say. Yeah, there's not one part of this movie where I didn't think people weren't being like somewhat comedic or funny to an extent. And I don't think it was intentional. I think it was just sort of the spirit of the film. Even though you were dealing with some heavy, dark stuff, like Anthony Hopkins' Odin character was passing away, which is what was causing Ragnarok, which is the doomsday of Asgard. And so they're trying to prevent that, but they can't because apparently Thor and Loki have a secret sister. Secret sister alert. Secret sister alert.
Hella. Nothing ever goes right when you have a secret sister.
Apparently Anthony Hopkins had a child before Thor and Loki. It was Hela. And Hela is a biatch from
Hela is the goddess
hell.
Of death.
She's the goddess. Literally, she's the goddess of death. And she helped Odin create Asgard and create all the realms and take it over. But he realized that she was crazy and she wanted to destroy everything and take everything
she's
over.
Because goddess of death.
I know. I know. It was probably a bad idea to work with her, but when you're trying to take over shit, working with the goddess of death is pretty helpful.
Yeah.
So Odin was smart in that regard, but he was also smart because he trapped her.
He did.
I don't know how he did it, but he trapped her. And he had to use the Valkyries to trap her. And they were an all-female warrior race that Odin created to sort of protect Asgard, which is a really cool idea.
And
it's a part of history, too, the Valkyries.
Yeah.
And you have a lady playing one of the Valkyries in this movie.
She was great.
The actress, I can't remember her name, but she's fantastic. She's sticking around. She has to. She's too
gorgeous,
good.
She's funny.
And Thor should hook up.
I wanted her and Thor to hook up.
Her and Thor should hook up. They should. You know, they had a romance in the movie that was deleted.
Actually, honestly, I kind of want her and Loki to hook up. Loki needs a girl.
Well, maybe he'd chill out if he had a lady.
Especially if he had her.
Yeah.
She would not put up with his shit.
That's what he needs. The god of mischief needs a woman to just be like, look, chill the fuck out, dude. Calm down.
And I hate to say it, but he's the god of mischief. But if Loki was in a relationship, he would be totally whipped. So if he'd do anything that woman says.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he would, Loki.
Yeah.
God, who else? So our villain in this is kind of Jeff Goldblum, but not really. It's more Hela.
He's a pseudo-villain.
Jeff Goldblum's more in the way.
Yeah, he's just... Jeff Goldblum isn't a villain. Jeff Goldblum is inconvenient.
He's just an inconvenience for everyone, but a delightful inconvenience. Yeah. He's just fun. He's an obstacle that's in everyone's way, but he's just fun.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's weird. But, you know, he's Jeff Goldblum. He might as well just be like, what, Jeff Goldblum? You're in charge of this place? Yeah, it's weird, right? I would have accepted that, too.
I actually really liked kind of the... I didn't like that people ended up, like, trapped on this planet or whatever, but
well,
I kind
like
of...
it was like a gladiatorial planet. So, like, you know, once Thor was basically... He went back to Asgard and he's like, hey, everyone, I saved Asgard from Ragnarok. I beat this demon up in hell, which was a really cool opening fight sequence with Mjolnir. Majorlin, hammer, Thor's hammer, Mjolnir, whatever it is. Really cool action sequence there. And then they moved on to the rest of the plot, and it's about him discovering Loki was pretending to be Odin. Remember that thing that we left open-ended? Well, they finally closed it, kicking Loki's ass out, and then finding out that when Odin passes on, and he's like, they're like, "Where's father? Where's Odin?" And they find him. He's on Earth. He's in Norway, hiding out.
And
Doctor Strange has a cameo. This was a cool moment. Doctor Strange,
that was a cool moment.
He shows up and he's like, "Hey, so you're a god."
And Loki, or not Loki, Thor just kind of fucks up all of his shit because he doesn't know what to do. His equilibrium is all thrown off.
Well, I'm trying to explain why Doctor Strange showed up to begin with. Because it's like, why did he pop up? And the whole point is, Doctor Strange is the Sorcerer Supreme for Earth.
Mm-hmm.
He's in charge of magic shit. He's like the magic baron.
Okay.
No, Secretary of Magic. Sure, he's the guy who's in... He's
like the Minister of Magic in Harry Potter.
There you go.
I get it.
He's like the Minister of Magic for Earth. And any magic shit going on, he's like the magic cop. So he's going to be like, okay, I'm the sheriff of this magic town, Earth. What the fuck are you doing here, God of Thunder? He's like, well, you know, I've actually been here... few times. Where's your predecessor been? Like, well, she was busy doing other shit, but I'm here now. What are you doing? It's like, you and the god of mischief are fucking around on Earth. He wasn't saying that, but he was more or less kind of being like, what are you guys doing here? Like, knock it off. And funny moments where Loki kept trying, he's like, oh, sorcerer, I'll come after you. And he's like, all right, I've had enough. And he just teleports him away.
But before that was even funnier when he brought Loki back. And Loki's like, I have been falling for 30 minutes.
Yeah, Loki falls through a portal. And then when he brings him back, he's like, I have been falling for 30 minutes.
That was
like,
great.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Benedict Cumberbatch was there. He had yellow-orange gloves. Did you notice that?
I did notice that. I don't like his American accent. I stand by that.
Yeah, I don't. I should
have kept him British.
I know, but he's not British. He was trying to do a meta thing. Not meta. He was trying to do a method acting moment where he's trying to commit to the American thing, because Doctor Strange is American.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, it's like when they played Batman. When Christian Bale played Batman, did you want him to keep his English accent? No. Batman's not English. Don't you make him English. He's American. God damn it. So as American as hot dogs, which are German. Based on they're based on Browers. Ah, fuck. Anyway, we co-opt stuff in our country. It's the problem we have. Regardless.
Nothing in America is American. But let's move on.
Except hot dog, burger, no, fries, French, oh, fuck, fuck. Actually, Mongolian beef is American. And orange chicken. That's American. Go figure. I think it's Florida that was created. So we're at the point now where Thor gets his ass kicked by Hela. She shows up and she's like, by the way, it's not that demon. It's me. Your dad lied and hid me as a secret. And Odin's like, look, I had a daughter. She's going to bring on Ragnarok. You guys are fucked. But you don't, you know, but you're not fucked. But I can't tell you why, because it's the beginning of the movie. I'll have to tell you later on in the movie. I'm like, what? Come back. And he disappears. Fuck you. So then Hela kicks Thor's ass and destroys his hammer.
Oh, that.
Mjolnir.
Fucked me
may
up.
May you forever rest in peace, Mjolnir. The hammer of the gods, now forever destroyed. I hope not. I hope they reforge it. It was created from a collapsing star.
Mm-hmm.
It was made from the density of a collapsing star, basically. That's how that's Odin created it for Thor. But it was mainly just a way, well, we'll find out later. Well, Thor is still badass, even without his hammer. He's still a god.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he doesn't have the hammer, which was a big part of helping him be Thor.
Yes.
But now he's minus a hammer. He's still badass. He can still fight. He's still super powered, but he's missing that extra oomph that helped him, you know, get through everything. And so he gets cast away, falls through the Rainbow Bridge teleportation, and gets kicked out of it by Hela. Him and
Bridge.
Loki. And, by the way, Heimdall isn't there. Idris Elba? Heimdall is away, and there's another guy there. Bones from the Star Trek movies is there, playing a bald guy that I've never heard of, and he's like this sort of villain, but comedic villain. That was crazy, right?
I wouldn't necessarily call him a villain.
Yeah. What?
Oh, I'd call him smart.
What's that actor's name? I keep forgetting his name.
He was like, I work with Hela or I die. Yeah. So let's weigh those options out.
She's like, you seem smart. Do you want to come work for me?
He's probably like, yes too.
He's like, he was mopping up. He was mopping at that moment. Yeah. And she's like, you seem smart. He's like, I'm just a janitor. He got on his knees. He's like, look, lady, I'm just a janitor. He was pretty good. He was funny. He was a great comedic relief in this movie. And he had a great moment at the end where he was heroic and kind of repented for his shit. He had a heart. He had a spine. He wasn't a shit bag completely. But, well, then we move on to the portion of the movie where Thor is on the gladiator planet.
Yes.
And he meets Jeff Goldblum and he meets Stan Lee. Stan Lee is a cameo.
Yeah.
That's right. Uncle Stan Lee's back. And what happens? What's his cameo? He cuts Thor's hair. What because Thor gets his hair cut in the movie.
Thor's
I'm like,
hair.
Oh, man, Thor loses his hair, but he still looks cool. Who cuts his hair? Stan Lee, of course. And he's laughing about it, too.
Yeah.
He's like, please don't cut my hair, sir, please. And he's like, it's the guy who created him, too, which
that's
is even funnier.
So funny.
Even funnier to have Stan Lee cut the hair of his own creation.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. And a really awesome moment in the movie. And then we move on to the first fight, and Thor's like, all right, I got to fight my way through here. Let's see who their champion is. And then turns out it's the Hulk. And you're
it's the Hulk.
Oh, and he's like, thank God it's the
Thor's
Hulk.
Thor's like, hey, buddy.
He's like, hey, we're work friends. Like, I love that line. It was in the trailer, but it's such a great line.
I know
it's like,
him.
We're work friends. It's okay. We know. It was. And, of course, Hulk is like, fuck you. I want to fight. And then they realize they know each other. But you start to realize that Thor is still super powered, but, like, you're like, where's his hammer? He doesn't have the hammer, but he's still able to fight.
Uh-huh.
Before he can figure out how to do that, Hulk takes him out. Smash. Hulk smashes Thor. Great fight. Great
Loki
moments
got a
in that.
Kick out of that.
Loki
he
was there.
Yeah, now you know how it
yeah,
felt.
By the way,
Loki was very uncomfortable
by
this
the
whole
way,
time.
Yeah, Thor is kidnapped and turned into a cage fighter, and Loki's just hanging out at the bar.
he's hanging out with Jeff Goldblum.
With Jeff Goldblum, hanging
he
out at the bar. They're buddies.
Nice with the Grandmaster.
He's friends with the... Of course he is. He's Loki. He's like,
he's
he can
Loki.
Schmooze anyone.
Yeah.
Especially Goldblum. He probably loves Loki.
But then he saw the Hulk... And he, like, shit himself.
Yeah,
it
he's,
was
like,
great.
He's like,
I have
oh,
to
God.
Go.
He's like, I got to go. He's like, no, stay, watch. And he's like, no, I really should be going. And then when Thor gets smashed by the same way that he did to Loki, yeah! Loki's like, that's how that feels. That's how that feels.
And then Jeff Goldblum's like, what?
He's like, sorry, it's a personal thing. It's a really funny moment. A lot of callbacks to Hulk and Loki's relationship prior to...
In the Avengers, right? Wasn't that the first Avengers movie?
First one.
Hulk smash.
Puny god.
Puny god.
I guess Thor is left. I guess Hulk requested that Thor was put into his chambers or something because Thor wakes
in
up.
In the hot tub?
Yeah, Thor wakes up in Hulk's hot tub.
With the Hulk?
And Hulk's there and he's got a towel on and he's like, hey, sup?
He didn't originally get to have towel on. We saw Hulk butt.
Yeah, Hulk butt. You see Hulk butt in the movie.
You see Hulk butt in the movie.
You know, that's something I never thought I'd see.
Thor saw a lot more than Hulk butt and he was real uncomfortable.
You know, as a comic book nerd who's seen a lot of movies, read a lot of comic books, seen a lot of images, it's amazing to know that at this age of my life, I can still see shit that throws me off and I'm surprised by.
Like Hulk butt.
I never thought I'd see the Hulk's ass. Ever. Never. Saw it in a Marvel
there
movie.
There it is.
Saw it in a Disney Marvel movie. The Hulk's ass. Green Hulk ass. It was like, wow. Well, there it is. Never thought I'd see the Hulk's ass.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally did. Finally.
Finally.
Finally. So
he's been wanting that one for a while.
A forest green. No, it was a minty green. It
matches the rest of him, so. Yeah,
I guess.
In case anyone was wondering.
And it was, and then what else? You got Hulk. He doesn't have back hair, which is good. I was worried Hulk might have back hair. Ruffalo seems a little
hairy. You
know, hairy. But I guess when the gamma rays made him bald, I don't know.
No idea.
There's no body hair in the Hulk. Have you noticed
that?
But
he has head hair.
Yeah.
And eyebrows, thank God.
Well,
that would be weird.
So they're hanging out, and you finally see Hulk talking to Thor, and Hulk is speaking. And it's at first I'm like, what? I'm like, the Hulk is talking, but he's having conversation with Thor, and they're having they're having kind of a deep conversation where you're finally getting the psychology of the Hulk. And Thor says something to the Hulk where he goes,
"It's mean."
Well, they get into a fight. They say words. Hulk insults Thor by calling him baby arms. Then Hulk says, "Everyone on Earth hates you," and Hulk just crumbles.
It broke his heart. Saddest moment.
Hulk was so sad at that moment. He was like,
I wanted to cry.
Like, he was like a little kid. Like everyone had school,
sad Hulk is like sad baby Groot.
It was like telling those like little kids fighting. Like, yo, everyone at school hates you. And then one of the kids gets sad and sits down. It was like that.
Yeah.
It was like Hulk felt like, because you know he
hurt his feelings.
Well, he got hypnotized the last time he was on Earth. Scarlet Witch hypnotized him to destroy the city. And so he was mind fucked to be bad. And,
so I didn't see that.
And then smash. And that's
Hulk
the thing.
Smash.
Hulk had a problem with that, obviously, leading up to Avengers.
Yeah.
And so Banner finally had gotten that shit contained. And then Scarlet Witch let it out. And it, you know, he got sad. He didn't want to hurt anyone. Even the Hulk didn't want
to
hurt anyone.
No, the Hulk never wants to hurt anyone.
Not unless they're, you know, aliens or...
Bad.
Or monster. Big monster. Hulk, there's a moment where Hulk is like, but big monster, I want to smash it. Like, come on. And they're like, no, we got to go. And he's like, oh. So he's all sad about it. It was great.
No way, because he couldn't smash. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we'll get to it.
He wasn't allowed to smash the big monster.
No, he couldn't.
That particular monster.
He couldn't have taken him either.
No,
but,
he couldn't
but,
have.
Not the point. I think it was the devil, but regardless. And so they end up fighting. Hulk's sad. He's like, he doesn't want to be a bad guy. And then Thor's like, hey, I'm sorry, Hulk. I like you more than Banner anyway. And then when he's hanging out with Banner later, he's like, I like you more than Hulk. Hulk is stupid. He goes around smashing everything. You're smarter. And he's like, Banner's dumb. He's smart. He's a dumb, smart guy. Goes around being smart and dumb. He's always doing computer things. Hate Banner. I like you. He played both. It was funny watching him play both sides and try to be outsmart Banner and the Hulk.
And the Hulk's dynamic with the Valkyrie chick.
Yeah,
I want to remember her name.
Yeah,
but
the Hulk had this sort of like, I don't know.
It was a friendship.
It was like paternal brother-sister kind of a thing where Hulk is like, she's like, hey, big guy. And he's like, hey, big girl.
And they wrestled.
And they
it
would
was
wrestle.
Cute.
And she would help him train.
And then when he was Banner, they were both like, do I know you? I think I know you. It's weird.
And she's like, I feel like I
know
you too.
There was like a recognition
there.
She
kept saying that to him. She's like, I feel like I know you too. Like, they kept saying that to each other because they didn't.
They had no idea.
Obviously, she only knew him as the Hulk.
It was very cute.
Great moments. I mean, really cool shit. I mean, honestly, seeing the Hulk interact with characters outside of Earth, seeing Banner a human from Earth on this alien. He's like, I'm on an alien planet. This is too much sensory overload. I don't, what is that eating? Is that thing eating? Is that a fish eating birds? What's going, like, he was like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, I'm freaking out, man. And he's like, don't do that. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. You'll Hulk out. It'll be bad.
Yeah. He's like, because for some reason, I don't know why, but Banner thought that he if he Hulked out again,
yeah,
he would be Hulk for, because he had been the Hulk for 2 years when he was the champion.
Because apparently, well, everyone wondered what happened to Hulk after Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
He flew off Earth, got into some sort of weird wormhole or something.
Yeah.
And he got picked up by the Valkyrie lady.
Mm-hmm.
Because he crashed, but he crashed as the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an interesting thing.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't
so
stop
Banner,
being the Hulk.
That was an interesting dynamic about how Banner was afraid that if he Hulked out again, he would never be human again because he was the Hulk for so long last
time. He was scared that he wouldn't have the same handle on it. He's like, it's different. And I think it's because the Hulk is just so ashamed of his past and what he did, that he wants to try and do better, and he wants to try and be more aware and be more in mm-hmm. control.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a cool thing to do in a movie that you wouldn't expect the Hulk to have such an important dynamic, an important part, and they really gave him time, which I think is cool.
Good. I like that they're making him a more dynamic character, because
those two together,
like,
are great.
Yeah, because like being like the big dumb muscle comic relief is kind of a niche, and it gets old.
It does.
So it's nice seeing him be a more dynamic character.
And him palling around with Thor makes sense, because the only other person that could physically try and contain Hulk is a god.
Yeah.
Only a god could try and keep the, and even a god had trouble keeping the Hulk contained. So mm-hmm. that's a pretty cool thing. So we move on to the plot. Hela is taking over Ragnarok. Well, not Ragnarok. She's causing Ragnarok, and she's taking over Asgard. Heimdall is hiding out with Asgardians, and they're trying to hide and stay away. Cool moment where Thor uses Heimdall's eyes to see.
Yeah, that
goes,
was cool.
Heimdall, I need your eyes. And he goes, okay. He's like, can you see me? He's like, I can see you, but you're far away.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really cool moment.
That was a very cool moment.
I think that's a part of the Heimdall is the gatekeeper of the Rainbow Bridge, but he's connected with the other gods as well.
Mm-hmm.
So his eyes are used by the other gods to see. So when they're gone from Asgard, they can see through Heimdall's eyes and check on the kingdom. It's kind of a part of the mythology of Thor and Odin and all that.
Hmm.
And also of the Marvel Comics. It's a really cool moment where Thor was able to be there and see Heimdall. They could see each other, and Thor could see what Heimdall saw. And it was really well done in the film.
Yeah, it was.
And
really
Idris Elba was great. I love him. He's great in anything. God, I didn't see the Dark Tower.
Except apparently the Dark Tower.
Well, I didn't see it, so...
Neither did I.
I can't say if it's good or bad.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I know. Just like Justice League, we want to see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Thor Ragnarok. So he gets away. Him and Hulk get away at one point. They have to,
mm-hmm.
because Thor's got to stop Ragnarok. The end of days for Asgard. And so they more or less escape. But he needs a team to fight Hela. He can't take Hela on by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to get the Valkyrie. He's trying to get Loki. He's trying to get... Loki. He's trying to... Yeah, that's right.
Him and Loki had some pretty good moments
And Loki had some redemption in this movie for what he did in Avengers. He actually tried to save the day.
He did.
Surprisingly so. Yeah, it was for his own personal gain. But, you know, he still tried to do the right thing at the end of the day, which was a good thing.
Yeah, he did.
It showed redemption. It's like, wow, this guy tried to take over the world, but here he is trying to, you know, make up for it. It's like, wow, I guess even the bad guy can be redeemed at some point, you know, like maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But then Loki's still kind of a shit, like, you don't know. But by the very end, like, there was a post-credit scene where Loki's, you kind of get an idea where he is, and it's cool. But they more or less get away. At one point, they finally get away from Goldblum's
in the
crazy
orgy
planet
ship.
Because there's a beginning intro when Thor finally lands on Goldblum's planet, and it's like this weird stop-motion animation with puppets intro, where like, where the Grand Master came from. He came from nowhere, and he built the planet, and then built the arena, and it made this great paradise for all of us, and now we live here.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. That was a really fun intro explaining the planet. Do you know where we leave off from there, I'm kind of drawing a blank as far as, like, once they get off the planet, like, they escape from Goldblum and everyone.
Once they escape from Goldblum, they get to Asgard.
Right, but I think, don't they stop somewhere first? I can't remember.
No. Oh, no, but no, Jeff Goldblum sends the other people. Oh, what were they called? The scavenger people. Because the Valkyrie had a job on the planet with Goldblum to, like, bring him champions. I don't remember what they were called, but the others, like, there was the really bitchy woman who went after them. So there was, like, that chase between that planet and Asgard, but they just went straight to Asgard. But there was, like, a fight
in
between.
I can't remember what led to that. I mean, honestly, like, there was just, like, it wasn't that it wasn't hard to follow. It was, but it almost, like, the plot of that didn't matter. It felt like the Ragnarok thing mattered more, but the whole landing on that planet where there's gladiatory fights and everything, that subplot wasn't the bones of the movie.
No.
The bones of the movie was trying to stop Hela, but that was a detour into, like, Crazy Fun Town, which was great. I love Crazy Fun Town, but it's just Fun Town. There's no real stakes there. There were no stakes on that planet.
Thor built the team, though.
Yeah, but there were no stakes on the planet. It was just a collecting ground for getting the Valkyrie, Loki, and Hulk to join Thor to take on Hela, basically. And that's where we got to was they end up escaping Game Planet, Gladiator Planet, and Goldblum is, like, you know, he's usurped in power, basically. Like, he's on the run because his whole kingdom has fallen apart.
Yeah.
And they end up back in Asgard, and it took the Valkyrie some time to convince her because she felt bad. She was the only one that survived after Hela initially destroyed the Valkyries. Like, she was the only one to survive. Mm-hmm. And then she became a drunk. Which was an interesting thing. Like a blackout. Like, she was an alcoholic. She said an alcoholic, mm-hmm. and she drank all the time, and it was funny, and it was a great character dynamic. She's like, well, first of all, I'm not gonna stop drinking. He's like, right. He's like, got it. And but second of all, I will help you. And then they kind of form their own little mini Avengers team. What do they call themselves? The Defenders?
I have no... The Revengers.
Who gave them that name?
I bet it was Loki.
Did Thor? No, I think it was Thor.
He's like,
we're the Revenge... Like, not... What are we? We can't call ourselves the Avengers. What about the Revengers?
Oh, yeah, maybe
they all look at
Thor.
Him like, what? I think Thor came out because it's lame.
Yeah.
Thor has a lot of dad jokes.
He does.
Thor's full of dad jokes, and like, but they're like god dad jokes.
Well, because he's old. Yeah. And old people make dad jokes.
Yeah, he's a god. Yeah, he's... all kinds of old and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So they get back, and, well, Hela is the goddess of death, and they're slowly starting to realize, well, fuck, what do we do? So Thor has another vision quest. And before that, he's fighting Hela, and she takes out his eye. So she destroys Thor's hammer, and then gouges out one of, like, not gouges, but, like, uses her sword to, like, take out his eye, just like Odin, just like Anthony Hopkins, Thor's dad, was missing an eye, Thor. Mm-hmm. Too started missing an eye, and so Thor is about to get his head chopped off by Hela, and but this is just before this all happens. Thor has another moment where Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song drops again, and he starts fighting everyone, but he doesn't need a hammer anymore. Odin says, "You don't need the hammer. It's just a gathering point for all of your energy. It's a focusing point." He's like, "You don't need it.
Yeah,
like, you're the god of thunder." Would you be the god of thunder without your belt buckle? Would you be the god of thunder without your boots?
Yeah.
You're still the god of thunder. This is just a way to focus your power. That's all. And he's like, oh, shit. And then he realized, I am the god of thunder, bitch. And then he Thored out instead of Hulked out.
He Thored out. There was
which is a new term.
Lightning and thunder
You
everywhere.
Thor out now. There's a new one. It's when you get Super Saiyan charged, like Dragon Ball Z style.
Mm-hmm.
You Thor out. So loses an eye, loses the hammer, but he's still a badass. But then he realizes, fuck, there's nothing we can do. The whole point of Hela is to bring upon the end of Asgard. Well, how do we defeat her? Got it. Let's take everyone out of Asgard and start a new Asgard. Fuck this old Asgard.
Because something
it's
else
bullshit.
That Odin says is Asgard isn't a place, it's a people.
And Thor's vision quest to talk to his old man, Odin, he's like, look, home is you know, I created Asgard. I created that. That was our home, and I made that. I built it. Home is wherever you make it. It isn't this land. The home is wherever you want it to be. And so Thor steals a giant space freighter And
Thor doesn't steal it.
Well, Loki does. Well, he gets the guys in it, the gladiator guys. There's a gladiator guy who was a stone dude. What was his name?
So funny.
He was made of stone.
But he had a super high pitched voice.
And he wasn't high pitched. He was an English guy. He's like, oh yeah, right, hello.
I thought it was kind of high pitched.
It wasn't high pitched. He sounded like this. Oi, yeah. Do you need a biscuit? Like he's like, oh, there's a new Doug. Like Doug was a guy. That, hey, Doug, he's over there. He's
Doug
dead.
Died.
Oh, Doug's dead. Like. Like, all right, good luck, new Doug. And, like, he just called Thor new Doug. He was a funny rock monster guy.
He was a funny moment.
It was good times. Very interesting character. I wonder who did the voice. But it was good times, very funny character. Enjoyed him and added a lot to that. So he was the leader of the sort of gladiators that kept surviving.
Yeah.
And they took over the space freighter with Loki. They helped get the Asgardians out of Asgard and into the space cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
And the bald-headed guy... who played Judge Dredd. I can't remember his name. He played Judge Dredd in the Dredd movie. And he was Bones in Star Trek.
Yeah, I don't remember his name either.
He played the bald head guy. I can't remember his name, but he ended up saving the day. He was trying to hide out, but he ended up taking out his M16s that he stole from Florida. You know, he got it from a Texan. He was trying to show off all of his earthly goods to two Asgardian ladies. Mm-hmm. And he's like, behold my stuff from Earth. And he showed him some M60s. I got these at Texas. So he used those to take out the bad guys at the very end, which is a cool character callback moment. And you realize this guy was trying to make up for his evilness.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, you realize that the only way they can stop Hela is if they allow Asgard to be destroyed.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, we got it. We'll get everyone off Asgard and we'll let that demon guy who Thor fought. Remember that
in
guy?
In the beginning
we
of the movie.
About in the beginning?
Yeah.
We'll let him... destroy Asgard like we were gonna.
Yeah.
Like, well, not gonna. Like, he was gonna do it anyway. We'll bring him back. We'll let him do it. Boom. Hela dies. Asgard dies. That demon dies. And then we start a new fucking planet. Suck a dick.
Like, I kind of feel
and
like.
They're like, oh, whoa, what a brilliant idea. And then they executed it and it worked. And then Hela got fucked up by that giant fire demon.
Yeah. Which is the.
Whom Hulk tried to fight. And he's
like,
and
no,
Thor,
we need
Hulk,
him.
Hulk, we can't fight him. And besides, we need him. We can't. He's a demon. And Hulk's like, but big monster.
Hulk smash.
That's a big monster. He's like, that's what I do. Big monster. And he's like, come on. We got to go. He's like, oh. So he goes.
It was so sad.
He couldn't even take him.
I kind of felt like, especially in the beginning of the movie, they made it seem like the big monster guy was...
The Ragnarok dude. He's going to cause it, yeah. But it was Hela.
Yeah, Hela. So I feel like
Ragnarok wasn't actually the fall of Asgard.
It was the rise of Hela.
Yeah.
That's what Ragnarok was.
Well, no, it was the fall of Asgard because it was about Asgard's doomsday. It was about that giant demon destroying it. But Hela was the one who was going to cause that giant demon... To destroy it.
Because he was the only one who could stop Hela.
Well, not really stop her, no. He was supposed to... they were a 1-2 punch. They worked together to destroy Asgard.
Yeah.
He's sort of like the demon that brings upon... You know, it's like the Four Horsemen. It's like there's death and stuff. Like, she just gets it going.
Mm-hmm.
She starts it. He's the one who physically destroys the plane of existence.
Yeah.
She goes in and starts destroying the city and the people. And then he comes in and...
Mm-hmm.
Eats the planet,
yep.
And not before Hulk tried to fight him. And then he's like, what? And he flicks Hulk off his head. He's like, what the fuck? And Hulk's like, "Arr!" This is a great moment. But they get away. And so Asgard, the plane of existence, the flat Earth Asgard, is no more. It is now Asgard 2.0, the starship.
Yeah.
Asgard is now, Asgardians are now, they're now Star Trek.
Stargate Asgard.
Stargate Asgard. Babylon Asgard. Yeah, Star Trek, the Asgard generation. It's going to be weird.
That is going to be weird.
But then again, Thor and Loki and the whole Norse god thing in Marvel was already kind of weird to begin with. So putting them on a spaceship isn't going to be any fucking, it's already like, well, okay, whatever. Guardians of the Galaxy is all kinds of fucked up. No one cares anymore. It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I actually like the idea of Thor being on a spaceship. In fact, put them all, make them space pirates now. Fuck it.
He's a space pirate.
Thor's a space pirate.
He's totally a space pirate.
You fucking give him a peg leg. He's already got one eye. He lost his hammer. Give him a peg leg and a parrot. He's a pirate.
Yeah.
He's a space pirate.
Yeah. Okay.
And I guess it would be a tribble. Give him a tribble.
Give him a dribble.
And a lightsaber leg. Hover leg. Hover legs of the future. Look out for hover legs, y'all. Coming up. So, and then, you know, they basically, that's how they don't stop Ragnarok. They let it happen so they can kill Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
And Cate Blanchett's like, what the fuck? Poor
Cate Blanchett.
And, yeah, and then it leads off to basically Infinity Wars. More or less, you don't really get. We stayed for the post credit scene. None of them were about Infinity Wars. None of them.
No.
None of them. It was just basically Goldblum.
It was Goldblum being.
Hey,
Goldblum.
I'm still here. Game Master is still alive, or the Grand Master is still alive, and now I might get my ass kicked by my own people, or maybe I'll lead him. Mm-hmm. Open ended, so he's around.
I have one bone to pick with this film.
Uh-oh, go for it.
I remember a little while ago we saw an article saying that this would have an LGBTQ
character. Mm-hmm.
It was Goldblum, and the only reason we know that he's an LGBTQ character is
you
because
can, yeah, you
they
say
made
any
the orgy reference.
Yeah.
I don't. I guess that just upset me.
Why?
The way that they chose to do that to him.
Oh wait,
that.
So the Grand Master was supposed to be the homosexual character, or not homosexual, but like whatever,
gender binary, asexual, whatever.
Well, it's Jeff Goldblum.
Well, yeah.
You assume he's that way anyway. So, I mean, to
Jeff
me...
Jeff Goldblum just have sex with anybody.
When they said that there anybody. Was going to be a I don't know, an alternative sex type character in the movie, I automatically assumed it would probably be Jeff Goldblum.
No, but my point is, I just thought
I mean,
they
just,
would...
just inherently because you think, oh, well, this,
well, yes.
this is kind of how
no,
Jeff Goldblum is.
I assume that, too. I just assumed that they would make it a little bit more obvious.
No, I felt like it was pretty obvious that Goldblum's character was, how do you say, Goldblum-y?
Goldblum-y.
He was kind of Jeff Goldblum-y. It's like, yeah. What do you mean by that? I mean, as in he's fucking fabulous.
Yeah,
as in he's the most fabulous man ever, and he's not, I don't mean that in any sort of homosexual way. I mean fabulous as in fabulous is just something that's fabulous.
No, Jeff Goldblum is so fabulous, he could... fuck whoever he wants, and
yeah,
everyone wants
it.
To fuck Jeff Goldblum, so
well,
it's fine.
Not really. Or aliens.
Or
I
aliens.
See, I could see him. I could see aliens just coming down to the planet and being like, hey, what's up, Jeff Goldblum? You want to get it on? He'd be like, well, okay.
Joey on Friends, probably. You probably don't know what I'm talking about, but he was
what?
A character on Friends. He had cameo.
Goldblum did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, regardless, this was an amazing adventure. Oh, and by the way, I mentioned that by the end you kind of get an idea about Loki. The post-credit scene was Loki saying, look, I'm here. You need me. Asgard needs me. My family needs me. Our dad just died. I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here. Like, are you here? And, like, he tried to throw a rock or something or a bolt at Loki on the ship to see if he was a hologram. And he was there, and he caught it. He said, no, I'm really here. I want to help you. Like,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm sorry. You know, basically, it was his way of trying to make good. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Loki's finally... more or less a good guy. He's like a Jack Sparrow type.
Yeah.
Let's keep him in the Jack Sparrow territory. He's on his own. He's a good guy, but he's on his own. Cool.
He's a good guy as long as it benefits Loki.
Absolutely. As
long as he's going to do whatever benefits Loki.
But if what benefits him benefits other people, that makes him feel
better about himself
then
yeah.
it shows that he's a good person.
Yeah.
Fucking Loki. He's trying to get by on being a villain. He's going to turn into a good guy. I guarantee. He already is now.
Yeah.
He's
he pretends like
Infinity.
He's not, but he's more of a good guy than
Loki's
he is.
Loki's going to take on Thanos in Infinity Wars. He has to. I mean, Thanos is threatening all of reality and space and time and heart. The power of heart.
Damn.
I can't remember which gem.
The power of heart.
I always think it's like Captain Planet with Thanos. Like the Infinity Gauntlet. It's like the power of heart. It's like Captain Planet. Water.
Captain Planet.
Yeah, the cosmic power of water. Cosmic power of fire.
Thunder.
Is that a Thundercat? Come on, it's different.
The power of thunder.
I'm
just
yeah.
saying, if thunder was an element, Captain Planet, Thor, it's
good
whatever,
point.
It's
well,
fine.
So I guess out of 10, we got out of 10 Goldblums, because we got to do Goldblums.
We got to do Goldblums.
It's Jeff Goldblum.
Can we do Grandmasters at least?
No, Grandmaster okay. Goldblum.
All right. All
10 right. Grandmaster Goldblums.
That just makes him way cooler.
Triple G's.
I'll
y'all.
Give it an 8.
Double G's, sorry, Grandmaster Goldblum. 8?
8.
Nice.
Yeah.
8. What? Why not a higher
well,
score?
Well, one for...
Why not more Goldblums?
The bone that I had to pick about Goldblum. And
fair
another
enough.
One because it felt long.
It did. It
felt long.
Was it bad long?
It wasn't bad long.
But it's
but
long
after
enough.
A certain point, even a really good movie can feel long.
Yes. You know? Lord of the Rings, anyone?
Yeah.
Love
like,
those
are
movies.
Are we there yet? Can
Jesus
we?
Christ. God damn it. Can we stop, pull over for a restroom break at least?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Peter Jackson. God damn. All those false endings at the end of Return of the King. What the
yep.
fuck? Regardless, Thor Ragnarok was my favorite Thor movie. It's up there as far as one of my favorite Marvel movies go. But then again, every Marvel movie I see, I go, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Every time, because everyone that comes out is kind of better than the last.
Mm-hmm.
Even Ant-Man, when it came out, was kind of better than the others.
I still have to see
Ant-Man. You'd really like Ant-Man. Paul Rudd's just charming. He's Paul Rudd.
He's Paul Rudd.
Come on, it's Paul Rudd. But yeah, Chris Hemsworth, Tom Hiddleston, Mark Ruffalo, the lady who played the Valkyrie, Kate Blanchett was great, Anthony Hopkins, everyone was wonderful in this.
Idris Elba.
Goldblum. Come on, the man himself, man of the hour, Jeff Goldblum. The whole thing was great, and it makes me look forward to more Thor adventures.
Me too.
And I hope Hulk shows up for more shit, too.
I hope Goldblum shows up.
You know what? Hulk should just float around all the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
He should pop into Ant-Man.
He should.
Doctor Strange. Like, Hulk should just sort of be like the new Nick Fury. He just kind of... He's always in all the other Marvel movies. You're like, oh, there he is. It's Hulk. Great.
Yeah.
It's Dr. Banner again. And Ruffalo was funny as well.
He was funny.
It's good to finally get more Bruce Banner. Like, we had some Banner, but we got more of Ruffalo's characterization of Dr. Bruce Banner. And that was cool. That was great, finally seeing him out of his element. You understood him more.
The whole middle of his performance was Banner. In the beginning, he was Hulk, and in the end, he was Hulk. But
and that's how you should do it.
In the middle, he was Banner.
That's how you do Hulk. Yeah. Put him in the other movies. He doesn't need a solo, but Universal's holding on to that fucking shit.
Yep.
Come on, Universal, make a deal. Marvel's got all the money. Make a deal. That's going to do it. So, for me, it's 9 Goldblums out of 10. This is damn near perfect for a Thor movie, but as far as Marvel goes, it's not quite... like 100%, but damn, it was good. And
it was good.
And if I want to rewatch it, like literally as soon as I see it and I go, you know, I could rewatch that. I felt like that.
Yeah.
Just like I did with Guardians. I'm like, and Guardians 1 and 2, I'm like, I could rewatch that easily. Like that. It's that layered. It's that cool. Check it out. Ragnarok. It's still in theaters. If not, rent it, download it. Totally worth it.
Watch it.
But go see it in theaters and then rent it. Check out all the bonus stuff. Good times.
Good times.
So follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like the Facebook page, download, subscribe for free on iTunes, as well as Podomatic, website yotina.podomatic.com, and you could go to YouTube, Simmer Mike, all caps, like I'm yelling at you, cooking, and my name.
Instagram, @team_awesomeinc.
That's right, we do that as well, so go look at the photos.
Woo-hoo!
We'll have more coming up soon, and thanks for tuning in, and thanks for going to the movies, and we're going to be geeking out more, plenty of reactions, and music video clips as well.
Yep.
So keep it locked. Awesome guests, awesome games, team awesome.
Bye.
I always feel dumb saying that. Bye.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Awesome experience. Awesome. Well, you know we do it too. Awesome. So right.
Awesome.
Breathe.
Here at Team Awesome, me.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.